This is Dr. Minhas. I'm going to dictate the neurology consultation on a patient named Mary Van Brunt, MaryVanBrunt. Date of birth 03/11/1955. Date of appointment May 7, 2024. Requesting physician Clara Schneidman. CLARASHNAIDMAN. Dear Clara Schneidman, I have the pleasure of seeing Mary Van Brunt today in my office. I appreciate you involving me in her care. As you know, she is 69-year-old right-handed Caucasian woman who was admitted to the St. Mary's Hospital on 1/11/2024 after she was feeling dizzy. Her blood pressure was high and she was trying to stand and then started shaking. Her hands were shaking. In the hospital, she had an episode of unresponsiveness. In the hospital, the workup was negative, including MRI of the brain, CT of the head, CT angiogram of the head and neck, EEG, and echocardiogram. Patient went home, and after 3 months, she went to the hospital again because of the fall. Now she is at River Ridge Rehab Center. She is doing much better over there, no dizziness, walking is okay, uses cane, still has tremors, it increases with stress. Going home again day after tomorrow. Past medical history, diarrhea, arthritis, murmur, TIA, major depression, hypertension, intentional overdose of medicine, depression, past surgical history, left knee surgery, hysterectomy, cholecystectomy, carpal tunnel release, allergy to ciproxime, ciprofloxacin, latex, mango, melon, morphine, papaya, pear, sulfa, adhesive tape. Medications. Bisacodyl, latanoprol, montelukast, hydrochloroquine, vitamin D3, atorvastatin, venlafaxine, gabapentin, metoprolol, biotin, quetiapine, tuberosal, social history, does not smoke cigarette, does not drink alcohol, family history, non-contributory review of the system. I personally review the general skin, metabolic endocrine, eyes, ear, nose, throat, pulmonary, cardiovascular, gastrointestinal, neurologic, psychiatric, and musculoskeletal system. I found out that she is having imbalance of the gait, and tremors, physical examination, blood pressure 120 over 80, heart rate 72, respiratory rate 16, lungs clear to auscultation, heart S1, S2, regular in rate and rhythm, abdomen soft, pulse on present. Next up all, there is no carotid bruit, there is no jaundice, cyanosis, and edema. Neurological examination, patient is alert, awake, oriented, time 3. Speech, no aphasia, no dysarthria, pupils are equally reacting to light and accommodation, extraocular movement intact. There is no facial asymmetry, tongue is in the midline, shoulder shrug, normal, hearing is good on both sides, finger to nose, no dysmetria, there is no pronator drift, there is no rigidity, no tremor. Motor system examination is 10-5-4-5. Deep tender reflexes 2-4, plantar responses are flexor. Sensory system examination reveal presence of pinprick and vibratory sensation in both hands and feet. Gait ataxic, Romberg test positive. Assessment and plan, 69-year-old right-handed Caucasian woman whose history and examination is suggestive of following neurological problem. Number 1, essential tremor. Number 2, peripheral neuropathy. Number 3, gait ataxia. Number 4, depression. Next paragraph. At this time, I will continue the physical therapy and occupational therapy. I advised her to use walker or cane. I would like to see her back in my office in 1 month. When she will come back, I will decide about ordering EMG of the upper and lower extremities and blood test. Thank you again for asking me to see this patient. I would like to see her back in my office in 1 month.